And welcome to the Ask Sue Show. Sue is from Shropshire in the UK and lives with her four children. She is known for her two sides of every story shows and her quote, sitting on the garden fence. Ask Sue from out for England, never mind America, gives a voice to the voiceless, gives spiritual guidance and unites advocates from all over the world for all causes. So with no further ado, we welcome the one, the only, Ask Sue.
Hi, and welcome to the Ask Sue Show. Hope everybody is all okay. And I think there's a case of a few witches and a few goblins and a few of all sorts around tonight. And of course, that just goes for my listeners. Anyway, hope everybody's all okay and has had an excellent Halloween. Obviously, tonight in the UK, it's 10 o'clock, and the clocks have gone back for us, so I'm sure there'll be a few people that have I have gone and messed about with time, so I apologise for those that maybe get into the show late or whatever it may be, but, all the fun of the show, as we say here, isn't it? I want to say a big thank you to everybody that's been supporting the show over the last few weeks. We have had a few minor ups and daisies. As you all know, we're very concerned at the moment for Kathy, who is, of course, the part of the Ask Sue and Savage as far as the Ask Sue show goes. So, I want to obviously send great healing to Kathy today, because we have got a few things that we want to mention about Kathy later on in the show, because we have set up an event and we've got an auction set up, and it's to help her to be able to get the help that she's needing as far as her healing. Now, I've got to say to everybody another big thank you as well, because you have been signing into the www.asksueradioshow.com. And I want to say thank you to everybody who's been going and having a look at what's going on there. We are starting to build it up and are going to be putting all of the show links on there now, so that literally everything that you want is going to be on there, and plus obviously all of the links that you need. So if there's groups to go with it, or if there's a page to go with it, or whatever. Now, and obviously that has been just absolute. We have actually hit 16 countries on the website, which is absolutely amazing to me. I'm so chuffed. So proud of what's been going on, and it's not just down to myself, it's down to all of you guys that have been sharing it, and obviously your input into the Ask Sue show, so I thank all of you for that as well. Loads has been happening around me, but we'll catch up with all that soon. We've obviously need to be building this radio, and it's only you guys that can help me to do that, so please keep sharing the shows and telling your friends about the voice for the voiceless. Now tonight, we had a bit of a mix-up in with a few things, and we've got a very, very special guest tonight. And now, this lovely lady, I'm going to say before she comes on, I like to promote people before they come on to the show, because they don't like a little bit of praise. But I want to say to you that this lovely lady that is coming on tonight has been recommended by the lovely Lisa Bretta. This lady, I said to her tonight, I said, well, so what do you go as? And she said, I don't really go as anything. She said, I'm a healer of all sorts, and she does Reiki, and I'll let her tell you everything that she does. And I said, so what we'll class you is an earth angel. And with no further ado, I want to get on to the show, the special lady, Hannah Laura. Hi, Hannah, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. And first of all, I need to ask, whereabouts in the world are you?
I'm in the United States. Outside of Philadelphia.
Right. And so what's the weather like with you then?
Well, it's just today's been a dreary day, It looks like it's going to rain, but hasn't done anything yet. Just cloudy and dreary.
Oh, it's all right. You had the cloudy and dreary and all that, and we had the rain.
Yeah.
Now, Hannah Laura, I mean, I could sing your praises all night, because Lisa Bretta has already told me how amazing you are. So let's carry on with this, right? Tell everybody about yourself and where did, about what you do, but also where it all started.
It all started when I was little. because there's a healing abilities run in the family. You know, my great aunt was a healer. My grandfather was an herbalist. My grandmother was a seer. And it's just like all these abilities were, all the different kinds were in my family. And it just came naturally, and I helped my grandfather, you know, pick the herbs and stuff, and my grandmother always gave you warnings and stuff, so, you know, or they talked about ghosts, you know, that came back, friends that died that came back, or friends that died and said goodbye. So, you know, I always knew all of this stuff existed.
Yeah, yeah. So what, how did it start? You know, where did you start then? Obviously, you started as a child. Where did it start from for you?
I don't know. I just have my earliest memories of when I was little, of past lives, of being my mother's brother. That was when I was like not even 2 years old.
Right.
You know, and just doing what came naturally. I never thought about it.
Yeah.
I just felt it and did what I had to do, but I never thought about it.
Yeah.
No, until maybe I was 36 years old and my mom made me a birthday party and friends and, you know, relatives all came to the party and the dinner, and they says, oh, I haven't seen you in a while. Well, my shoulder hurts, you know, or this hurts. And I go around the whole table fixing everybody. And then I decided, that's it. We're going into business now. And so that's when I started to work outside, you know, my family and friends.
Yeah. Oh, fascinating. So what healing do you do then?
I do whatever I need to do. I can't say any specific. Sometimes I clear houses. Sometimes I clear properties. Sometimes I clear people. I do long-distance healing. People come to me for healings.
Right.
You know, I muscle test people for their supplements or herbs.
Right.
You know?
Do you know what? I know there's people that, you know, there's people that are believers and then there's people that aren't quite sure. And to me, even though I believe, it still fascinates me. Do you know what I mean? It is amazing what we, you know, and if we just all had stronger beliefs in ourselves, never mind everything else, what we could achieve would be amazing.
And it's not just the belief in ourselves; it's the belief that we have the connection to Creator, or if you want to call it the universal mind, that we can tap into that information. What we need, the information that we need, comes to us.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely. Definitely. Do you know, it's so funny because, you know, everybody knows I love all of the spiritual world and everything that goes with it. But, you know, you can put stuff out there and sometimes, you know, you can ask for certain things and it doesn't, and I'm sort of speaking about something in particular, but I'm not going to air it all over the radio. But, and I put something out there that I was looking for and what I was wanting in my life. And something came along and I thought that was it, and it wasn't. And then the right thing comes along and you think, do you know what, that the power that I put out there, I've actually achieved what I've put out there. And this is the thing, we are as humans so powerful in what we can actually get if we put it out there.
Yeah, because we're not working alone.
Yes.
You know, we have all this help on the other side.
Yes.
You know, and they're supporting us. But
yeah.
we don't always see, because we can't see it, we don't think it's real.
Yeah, yeah.
But it...
Yeah, And the other thing is, for us that believe it, it's hard for us to prove it sometimes because we can't literally say, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It fascinates me. Absolutely fascinates me. So what stories can you tell us, Anna-Laura, about what you've actually been able to achieve for people? Because, I mean, I only spoke to Lisa for just a short time, and she was telling me about how she's been to yours, and she said the energies that you've got and everything around you, you know. And what stories have you got that you can tell us, that things that you've helped people with?
I don't choose what to help people with. It's
yeah.
like people come to me that are led to come to me, or I'm led to situations, whatever. And then I'm just shown what I need to do for them. And
yeah.
I just, whatever that situation, in Austria, I did a 9-year-old boy. This was years ago, and I worked on him in a healing, and I had other helpers because I needed helpers to hold certain points.
Yeah.
And he had his lungs were totally black, like pneumonia, totally black, totally almost collapsed. And they had taken x-rays to show that. But I worked on him, and it took like 4 hours with some people to help. And after 4 hours, his lungs were cleared. I followed my instructions that I was given from the other side. And after 4 hours, after I did the healing work on him for 4 hours, his lungs were cleared except for one spot that was still gray, and I told them, the grandparents, I couldn't take that spot out or else his lungs would collapse. And they
yeah.
took him, the doctors took another x-ray, and the next day all they saw was that spot.
Good grief.
So I don't, you know, that's maybe the strongest level. You know, people come here
yep.
to me, and the spirits will say, okay, we want them to go out and sit in the backyard with a tree, you know, and
yeah.
with a stone or something. And they'll sit there with a stone, and they'll get an insight that they wouldn't have gotten otherwise.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
it's individual. It
yeah.
also depends on how much what I would call distortion is around the person, how much, you know, mental, physically, emotional trauma, which is a distortion, is around that person so that they can heal, because you have to clear that negative charge first.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to ask you something now, and I know a lot of people are listening to the show. We're animal advocates. And some of the things that we see, Anna-Laura, on the internet drain us. And there is a lot of us that literally, we've got a phrase for the animal advocate world where we say we hit the wall. Because we literally work and work and work, and then we say we hit the wall, we fall down, we have a couple of days time out, and then we come back again. But the trouble is, it is so hard for some of us, and we have got animal advocates at the moment that are very poorly. Do you think it is from the negativity that we are actually looking into and the things that we're sharing that we could actually be picking up?
That happens. My South American teacher said that you always, when you're looking into distortions, into the negativity, then you always pick up some residue. And if you look into it a lot, the more you look into it, each time you pick up a little bit more residue. And that gets stuck to you. So unless you do something to clear that residue, you know, it starts building up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you either need to sage yourself, drink water, you know, take a salt bath, go look at something beautiful after you've seen something distorted. Your eyes need to see beauty, you know, whether it's beautiful pictures, listen to beautiful music or something, so that distortion doesn't get stuck in your mind.
Yeah, Yeah. And this is the trouble. I think a lot of us animal advocates, I mean, it's not just the fact that we're looking at the pictures and such like. It's the fact that we take that all on board, but a lot of us, and I'm speaking for quite a few of us, are up till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. So it's not just the fact that we're picking up the negative of the pictures and the stories and the cruelty and the abuse and everything else that goes with what we do. It's also about, you know, and we're having dogs that we're trying to save from kill shelters and all sorts. It's not just that. We're actually tired as well. Do you know what I mean? So it's never mind the negativity strain in us, it's actually the tiredness as well that gets us.
Well, the tiredness is part of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's part of it. You, unless you give yourself a rest from it, you can't continue. And if you, like, you can be helping, you know,
yep.
The animals and things, okay? But you can't be angry about it.
No.
You know,
no.
Because your anger just feeds it. If you have negative emotions about it, you can take action and do something about it. But that action has to come from love.
Do you know what? If I could rewind the tape, I would actually get you to actually play that bit again, because that makes so much sense to me, and we don't think like that. Let me just say, and I don't want to be putting negative energy around you with what we see,
no.
But we actually had one just the other day, and Kathy had sent a message to me, and she said to me, Sue, I've got something to show you, but it's a bit much. And I said, okay, you know. And me and Kathy share real devastating pictures. You know, a lot of people won't share them because they might upset the friends, but the reality is it's what's going on in our world and we need to get it out there. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, she got in touch with me and she said to me, Sue, she went, you just need to look at this picture. I opened up this picture and there was a dog there with a big split in its head, and this guy had actually got an axe and chopped him straight into the head, and he'd got this big, massive split in his head. And do you know what? You are so right with what you just said. It's no point me getting angry about what's already happened because I can't change it. It's the fact that I have got to change that into a positive, in the sense of somebody has seen it, now we can expose it. So we can then change it. Instead of us putting negativity, and like you just said, if you like, charging it even more of more negative energy, we need to actually charge it more as in positive. We've seen it, now we can expose it.
Yeah. It's a fact. You know, you observe, you've observed the situation. It's a bad situation. Okay, I acknowledge it's a bad situation. But I'm not going to give more negative emotion to it. I'm not going to give it more energy, because by the negative emotion, you give it more energy. But if I send that situation and that person, even like cursing the people or curse the person and, you know, wish them bad things and all, that's not going to change the situation. You're just feeding the situation. So if you bless that person and send that animal love, that's how you can change it.
Yeah.
Plus taking whatever other action you need to take.
Yes. Yeah.
But in a positive way.
So many times I've literally, people have sent something to me and they're expecting me to blow my top. And Kathy, you'll tell you, I'm very much can sit back a bit, and I can sit in the garden fence and look at this and say, yeah, okay, that is a bad thing, you know, but we need to do this, this, and this. And I don't get angry. I'm saying, right, what can we do about it? Do you know what I mean? So I wouldn't say that I put positive energy. I'm angry about it, but it's what can I do about it? So you've just stepped me up a gear and, you know, and you're saying to me, yes, you know, put it in a different light and it'll get there, out there further, and I can understand that. I can understand that so much, so, so much. I'm sure everybody else is sitting in the chat room nodding their heads to that.
But you have to, you know, that goes for all situations in our lives.
Yes. Yes.
Because once we have to acknowledge our emotions, okay? We're human beings. The anger comes up. You can't just stuff it down. You have to acknowledge, okay, I'm feeling angry about this. But you don't have to let then that anger or that negative emotion take over and go on a rampage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
definitely.
While you're off on that rampage, right, you could have already done something.
Yep. Yep. It's like what we've got at the moment, and this goes, and again, this is just talking about animal advocacy, but, you know, this is about loads of different things. But I'm going to say to people, you know, the amount of people at the moment who are sitting, spending hours and hours of the time trying to chuck negativity at people, and we've got people with egos with the animal advocacy world, and it's like they are wasting their energy on negativity where they could have actually just shared 50 dogs or cats or something of good news or whatever and got something further out there rather than trying to trip somebody up.
Yep.
You know, and it's the same thing. I keep saying, why are you doing this? You know, you're just wasting your energy. Have you got so much energy you've got it to waste? I know I haven't, and I haven't got the time either. You know, I've got four children and stuff, and it's just trying to hit that happy mark all the time, and it's difficult sometimes.
Well, everybody, so, do the best you can. You know,
yep.
Each day try to do the best you can. And the best you can changes from day to day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It depends on what you have that day to do.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't compare even one day to the next.
Yes, definitely. And do you know what? That goes, I've got four children, and I always try to do it. Whatever happened yesterday doesn't come into today.
No, because that's already gone.
Yeah, I can't change it. Whatever, you know, if they let's just say they played me up yesterday. It's no good saying to them about the next day about that or whatever because it's gone. It was yesterday. So we start a fresh new day and, you know, and we're going again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can honestly say they're testing my limits at the minute because we're on a school holiday and we've got a whole week and I'm halfway through, but, you know. But I'm trying to be positive. But you know, it's always a bit like we always say about good news doesn't travel so fast, but bad news travels faster. And it's the same thing, isn't it, with positivity and negativity?
Yeah.
The same thing.
Exactly
the same thing.
You have to be aware of the negativity, but you don't allow yourself to be drawn into it. Because
yeah.
If you allow yourself to be drawn into it, it's sticky. So then
yep.
You get stuck there.
Yep. Yep. And definitely so.
And then it takes you a while to get moving again.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I'm going to ask about myself, and then because I was speaking to you obviously just before the show, and I wanted people. There's a lot of people that don't understand long distance healing and such like. So, how would you, for instance, I had a car accident 2 years ago. I have struggled with my back since then, and I've got to say, and everybody, most people know that listen to the show, that I have struggled with depression in the sense of I have had to deal with a life change. To be honest, because of the fact that I used to once be one of the strong girls, I could do anything, but now I've had to stop and not do as much as I used to do. I can't go lifting heavy things like I used to or moving stuff or whatever. I've had to change my whole life. Do you know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
That has really knocked me. It's changed the person that I am. Do you know what I mean? How would you be able to help me, and what procedures could you go through for that?
So first of all, I would say to you that do you still have that charge from the accident around you? Okay, it's still at the back of your mind. You're still living that accident.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Because you're saying, since the accident, I'm this way.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're still living in the accident, okay? So that awareness has to come to you that you have to stop living there. You know?
Yeah. Yep.
You're living now in this moment. Okay? And living now in this moment means that, okay, I had an accident, you know? This is the way my body is now. So, you know, I'm not as mobile as I was. I'm not as strong as I was. I can do this. I can do that. And these are my limitations. But you don't see those limitations as permanent. You see?
No.
Because in part of your mind, you see them as permanent.
Yeah. I don't know if I see them as permanent.
You don't see them as permanent, but your body.
It's possible.
Yeah, but your body still reacts that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Your mind's eyes, you know, is like blaming that accident, you know?
Yeah.
As long as you go blaming something for anything, you keep yourself in that mode.
I understand. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you still have a scapegoat. It's a scapegoat. It's a scapegoat, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's a crutch to getting well.
Okay. I can go with that.
You know? So then you have to find out, okay, what does my body need to get well?
Okay.
You know? And whether that's exercise program, soaking in the tub, you know, massage therapy, chiropractic. It could be a couple. It could be different things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So what do I need to do to maintain this body? You know.
Yeah.
What is the stress level of this body? Now it's more sensitive to stress because it was in an accident. Okay, so what can I do to not take on so much stress or to be able to release the stress?
Yeah.
So that my body can heal.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've actually done the old physio. I did the hydrotherapy. I've had no choice but to have to walk more because my car broke down. Everything happens for a reason. But it's testing. But you know, I can totally understand that about living from the accident. You're right. I have that. I can definitely take.
You know,
so
you have to stop and then you have to accept where you're at right now, where your body's at, accept it so that it can change, so that it can become whole.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, like we get frustrated with our bodies when it's not working the way it's supposed to be working.
Yeah.
You know, or we're not like how we were when we were 20 years old or younger.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I can actually understand that, seeing that at the moment I'm saying if anybody mentions the word 40 around me at the moment, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes so much sense. But how can we actually move? I'm speaking from personally, and I'm sure other people feel the same. How can we literally move away from that past then? Because with me, it totally changed my life from that day. And I've had 2 years, and I'm going to say it again, 2 years of downright pain, changing who I am and everything. How can I move from there then? How can it... It's hard to step away from that, if you like.
There's Bach flower remedies, there's the Findhorn essences. You know, there's like stones that can help you. You try to keep your body at a higher vibration. The pain and all pulls your body down. Sickness pulls your body down into a lower vibration.
Okay.
Okay. So when you have pain, you need to keep your body grounded, you know, but also
okay.
be at a higher vibration. That doesn't mean you can't eat, you have to be a vegetarian or any of that stuff. What it means is that it just has to be vibrating stronger. So then you use stones to help you, you use essences to help you, you know,
okay.
herbal teas to help you to get
okay.
that healthy vibration back again.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I mean, there's arnica salves and stuff like that. There's salt baths to soak the feet and pull the toxins out of the body, you know?
Okay.
There's all kinds of different things you can do, but it's keeping yourself in that positive vibration with you know, like essences and stones to hold you there so that the healing can come through. You know,
right.
you can
okay.
do Reiki, you can do hands-on healing, you can do, you know, all kinds of things. Maybe it's the way you're walking. You know,
yeah.
like just a simple thing of you're kicking one foot out that keeping all the muscles on one side tightened up and pulling in a certain way. Like doing yoga or Tai Chi will help the muscles to realign themselves.
Okay. You saying about how you hold yourself and everything and your back and how you're walking. Well, I
yeah.
actually went and hurt my ankle. And I know that's not helping my back because I'm holding myself different because of my ankle. God, I sound like I need to go to the vets myself, don't I?
So like me, if I injured my ankle, I would be putting castor oil on it and arnica, you know?
Right.
You know, like that to help my ankle. To get stronger again. You know, if
yeah.
it's weak, I would wrap it or put it in one of those ankle braces, those light ones.
Oh, I have done that, yes.
You know?
Yes. Yep.
You know,
yes,
give it the support that it needs.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
we tend to
push through, you know, the pain and, okay, we just tend to either ignore it or just push through it. Oh, it'll go away instead of taking care of it.
Now, guilty is charged because I've actually been given tablets and painkillers and everything from my doctor. The trouble is, it's like I explained to the doctor, it makes me feel like I'm invincible. So I have the painkillers, I then feel invincible, I do too much, and the next day I'm worse than I was today.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, yes, so now I've said to the doctor, I'm not taking the painkillers so much now, and she said, why not? And I went, because I don't want to feel like I'm invincible. I want to do it so that I am, know where my limitations are. So I don't go and pick up that. If my back's hurting, I know that I can't physically pick that thing up at that time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's knowing where those boundaries are, because sometimes we can muffle the pain, and yet it feels fine. But the trouble is you go and kick yourself down because you actually have knocked yourself for the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got to just ask you, you were saying about Pacific stones and such like. And Kathy in the chat room has said, stones, can you please ask for more details there? So what sort of stones would you suggest for certain things? Is there certain ones for certain things?
For like ground, if you need the energy to be grounded, I usually use tiger's eye, black onyx, and hematite. They're my favorite three for that. you know, for anchoring. And then for clearing, I use the amethyst, the citrine, and the fluorite, because they help to move things again.
Yeah.
And rebalance. And then, like, for the emotional, I like amber, the carnelian, and what's the other one called? Amber, carnelian, and rose quartz.
Right, okay.
So,
okay.
Like, those I find are like 9 basic stones that are simple to work with. The 9
yep.
stones also work together with each other.
Yeah.
You know, like in a totality of physical, mental, emotionally, and spiritual.
Yeah. Now, what was the second group of stones for? The amethyst and such
That's for moving the energy, for clearing, the bringing the clarity and the clearing back again.
Right. Okay. Moving energy.
And then,
clearing.
Yeah, and it also keeps the vibration where it should be.
Right, okay. Now, obviously, different people say different things as far as where you should put these. Now, there's people that say you should put them over the top of doors, you know, by your front door. You should have some by your bed. You should have some in light. Is there any specific place in your thoughts, or is that just have them with you?
Either have them with you, or have them by your bed.
Okay. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So now this is going to be the trick question. How are you in yourself? Obviously, I always like to ask, because there's always loads of people that say about healing, but then they're not feeling so good themselves. So how does the healing work for you, and do you struggle with your health?
You know, genetically my body's been weak all my life, but
okay.
But it's I wouldn't say it's a struggle, because I don't have seizures anymore. I used to have grand mal seizures, and I haven't had them since 1984.
Okay.
And I don't take medication. I wouldn't advise it for anybody, you know. My heart is normal, and I was born with a defective heart valve, and that's normal. You know, I have colds and stuff like everybody else once in a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get tired and all, but I can't say that I'm stopped from doing anything, and I'm 64 years old, so...
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, I've just got to say, I mean, obviously, I only spoke to Lisa Bretta briefly about you, and then obviously I spoke to you, and I've just got to say to everybody, I am so chuffed, because isn't it so funny how people bring us together, Hannah, Laura, because we were actually talking, weren't we, and your son only lives literally up the road from me as well, and you're hoping... And I just thought that was, I come off the phone grinning like a Cheshire cat, thinking, oh my goodness, that is just amazing. And it's literally just 10 minutes up the road from me, isn't it, that you're coming over next year?
Yeah.
No, December, isn't it? That's right, December.
December, because I'm coming for Christmas.
Excellent. Oh my goodness. I'm so looking forward. And yes, I am lucky, because I'm going to be getting to meet Anna Laura as well. So, oh, what can I say? So do you do events, Hannah Laura? Do you know, how do you work in America? You know, do you go to people's houses? You know, obviously you do the long-distance healing, you know, for people.
People come to me.
Right.
The only time I go to somebody's house, if it's somebody who's really sick, that, you know, can't come. But mostly people come to me, and I work at home.
Yeah.
And then the only other time I go home is if I'm going out to do a house clearing, you know. Otherwise,
yeah.
I work out of the house. And yeah. right now I take care of my mother too.
Yes. Oh, amazing. See what I mean, everybody, about her being an earth angel? She's just proving what I said so much. So much. Definitely an earth angel on the Asu show tonight, definitely. Now, I've got to ask you, now, Lisa Bretta literally been to your place just the other day, and she came, and everybody knows Lisa from being on the show. She's been on a few times, and she's always full of the joys of spring and such a beautiful energy, and I love it a bit. She's always part of the show. Now, after she'd been to yours, I spoke to her, and she was just full of it. And that's all I can say. She was just full of it. It was like we were on the phone for an hour and a half and just amazing. You know, she was just buzzing is all I can say. She just said that you've got so much beautiful energies around you and obviously around your house and your garden. How do you build that up? And I'm probably saying that all wrong. I'm just saying is how I feel myself because I've had times in my house, and I'm sure other people feel the same, when things have gone wrong in the past, and I know for a fact myself that things stick to the walls. And I don't mean what the kids have thrown their dinner up the walls.
No, I know.
You don't mean?
I have a secret. My whole house is sacred. Whole house, my whole property is sacred space.
Okay.
I don't have just one little dedicated altar.
Okay.
So my whole house becomes an altar.
Okay. Do you want to explain that a little bit more?
Sense? So in that sense is in my house, everything has a place. Okay? The pictures, everything that's hung up has its place where it wants to be.
Okay.
And it's
you know, I'm looking around me thinking, well, that's my house doomed before we start. Okay, carry on.
Okay. So I'll give you an example of what I have on a wall. Okay, downstairs in my rec room, going out to the backyard where we do the ceremonies and stuff, I have a picture of corn that was painted by my girlfriend's mother. Below that is a wheat sheaf with red peppers. Beside that is a kachina, the corn kachina. On the other side is the Navajo sand painting of Mother, Father, God. And above that is a bird that was carved by my grandfather. So,
right.
So what that is, it's like those things fit together, they vibrate together, and they vibrate strong.
Yeah.
So that, and it's not like I choose where these things go. I asked for guidance in placement of everything. And so that everything, it's a normal house, you know, but it looks like a museum sort of. But, you know, and it's cozy and it's comfortable, you know. It's not like well, you can't sit down or anything. No, everybody's really, they don't want to leave when they get here, you know. Because everything's in its place, everything's where it wants to be. And if I say looked at something on my walls and it didn't look right to me anymore and it didn't bring me joy, if it doesn't bring you joy or it doesn't make you happy and it irritates you every time you look at it, then you shouldn't have it. You should give it away to somebody who likes it.
Good grief, I've just emptied my whole house.
I don't think it's that bad. Maybe you just don't have things where they vibrate their strongest.
Now, do you know what? I'm actually looking around my house, and this is quite funny, really. I mean, my house has got three dogs, I've got four kids. It's not funny how I said about the dog first and then the kids. But anyway, moving swiftly on from that, three dogs. I've got the four kids, and I've got my cats and everything, and it's a home. But I always feel like I haven't got the right energy in. And the funny part is, and he may be listening, so I'm going to embarrass him to death, bless him, but I've met a new partner recently, and I want to make it more of a home, but it may see different to me, but I personally feel like it's not got that right energy, and I feel like I've picked up stuff from past that's still here, and I need to start afresh. And I'm looking at what's on the walls, and I'm looking at what's around me, and I'm thinking, no, I don't, you know, and I'm thinking about underneath my stairs, for instance, is just so cluttered that it just all needs to come out, and I need to get rid, you know. And people say, oh, well, why don't you put it up in your loft? And I'm like, why put it up in my loft? Because if it's going up on my loft, I don't actually need it, do I?
No, because you're just moving it around.
Yeah.
And it's stagnant energy.
Do you know what? It's funny because I can speak to people and I will say to them, and Kathy will tell you this, I can be talking about something and then I'll say to them, I can explain this, and the picture comes into my mind and I explain what I'm saying for a picture. And you've pretty well done exactly that by how I'm looking at my house. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything's in a place, but it's not right. And it's also one of those living rooms that I feel like you can't really change it around loads because it's got quite a few doors on, and do you know what I mean? But it needs, there's something missing. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's loads of love in the house, you know. The kids are lovely, you know.
Yeah.
Lovely, you know what I mean? It's a very loving house. Everybody comes, says about it, but it's just not homely. It doesn't have that feel somehow.
And it's for my feeling, it's probably just a little, I would say, a little tweaking here and there.
Yeah.
And you would be amazed at how different it feels then, you know?
Yeah. You've got it. Made me think about it. I mean, I was supposed to be having a rest day tomorrow. I felt like tomorrow was going to be a rest day. You've just changed my mindset, I can say, as a phone call. I'm thinking to myself, well, that can move from there, and that needs to go from there. do you know what I mean? But it's like, but my main thing is clutter. I just need to get rid. I'm holding on to too much sentimental value, too much of I might use that. And I think a lot of us are like that, especially more so with the fact that there isn't the money around as there was, and we think if we get rid of that, we're going to have to pay to get that back again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but if it's something that you really don't use, you know,
yeah,
then it's no use keeping it.
You should have been on this show months ago. You could have said the same about my ex. Oh, man. I can imagine Kathy is already crying about laughter here, I'll tell you. Oh, dear. Funny.
Like for me, I had a difficult time. I have all my house plants outside, you know,
yeah,
all summer long. So then I brought all my house plants in, and I had them on the floor because, like, they wouldn't tell me where they wanted to go, which window, because they changed. It's like every time they come in, they never want to go back. They never want to go back to where they were before.
Yeah.
You know, they want to go in a different window or a different room or something like that. So I had them all sitting on the floor because I wasn't going to carry them around twice, you know, till
yeah.
I found where they wanted to go. But now that they're there where they are, it's like, you know, each place is like a little jungle, you know?
Yeah.
Like a little greenhouse.
Yeah.
And it feels right.
Now, You, if I didn't know any different, I'd say you've visited my house already. I have got two windows in my kitchen. One's a big window and the other one's a little window. Now, I had the plants in the big window to start off with, but I like to look down the garden and see the birds and be, you know, be able to look out in the garden. Mm-hmm. And I moved the plants then into the little window, but then the little window seemed to disappear and it made the bottom part of the kitchen dark.
Mm-hmm.
But then it doesn't seem quite right. So, yeah, you're making me think. Now we're in the kitchen now. Do you see what you're doing to me? I hope everybody listening to the show is feeling the same right now.
I don't know what, but I was told to tell you about my experience with the plants, so I did.
Oh, well, it's quite funny. I do love plants, but I always seem to put them in the wrong place. They always seem to be in the wrong place. I can go without 100% every single time. Definitely. So, usually I've got the live ornaments of my cat sitting in the window, you see, and that changes
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Yep.
So, oh, my goodness, that's so funny. But it's amazing how you just... Isn't it funny how you can talk to one person and they can make you think so differently?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you know what I mean? You just made me look at the living room in a total different way, and I'm thinking, see, I'm looking at this moment in the living room, and my biggest joy in the living room, I've got to say, is the fact, of course, you know, I've got my animals in anyway, and they make it homely, but I've, like, got my kids' pictures on top of the fireplace because I'm proud of them. They're my babies, do you know what I mean, blah, blah, blah. Mm. And... I've also got a snake and a tarantula and a fish tank. Now, my snake and my spider and this fish tank, I love, but I need it setting out properly. It looks out on a limb almost.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I don't mind the snake and I don't mind the fish tank, but we had a tarantula and I made my son take it back to the store. My husband and I did not like that tarantula. It's not that I don't mind spiders, but that tarantula just did nothing. It was just the dullest pet. So it says, nope, I'm not taking care of a tarantula.
Yeah.
So,
well, I can't usually say the word spider or tarantula because I've got a good friend of mine who is absolutely going to be screaming at listening to this radio right now. But I'm just fascinated by them. They just fascinate me, like the snake does. They just fascinate me. I love watching them, and they're just amazing. Do you know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's quite funny because my one daughter, Emma, she's not really scared of anything like that. And the one day she went, well, can I hold the tarantula? And I went, yeah. And I thought, she won't pick it up. She won't pick it up. Nah, she won't pick it up. Puts her hands in and picks it up. And I went, oh, that's lovely, Emma. Put it back inside then. Thinking, oh, my goodness, put it back in quickly, quickly. So, oh, honestly. But they're just fascinating to watch. It's so
mm-hmm.
funny. Anne, who actually came to my house the other day, saying in the chat room, oh, my God, can't believe I was in a room with a spider. And then she put, you're weird. How the hell can a spider fascinate anyone? They do. And do you know what? I didn't even know that a tarantula actually sheds its skin. Its whole legs and body sheds.
Wow.
I didn't even know that. See? Mhm.
Sheds like a snake.
Yes. Yep. And I didn't even know. Didn't even know. Oh. Do you know, I wonder how many people are in the chat room are actually listening to this and thinking, oh, my goodness, you know, when we're talking about the house and everything, you just made me really think about what does, and I'm thinking about what does annoy me. And it's like, I think my main thing about my living room is the fact that I can't change it around a lot.
Yeah, but you don't have to see a room as if you can't change it around a lot. But you could still make it cozy.
Yeah.
So you have to, like, change your mind and come at it from a different way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Instead of the limitations that you have.
Yes.
See what can you do to make it cozy, make it comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make it relaxing.
Yeah. Do Do you know what? That sort of goes back to what we were saying, wasn't it? Because you said to me that I'm holding on to the limitations of what I can't do, not looking at saying, right, this is what I can do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm doing exactly the same thing, if you like, with the house. Instead of saying, right, in my living room, I can do this, this, and this. I need to be looking at what I can do with it and how I can make it better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
well,
you'd be amazed how different it feels, you know?
Yeah.
Because that changes the energy, since everything is energy.
Yeah. 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 I'm already thinking I need to change that wallpaper. You're going to be in so much trouble tomorrow, do you know that? I'm going to be getting on Skype saying, I need to talk to you. I need healing now. My back is absolutely exhausted. Oh, my goodness. No, so, okay, well, I was talking about the house and everything. Do you actually get, and I'm going to say this on a level that I'm actually speaking with experience, I actually got to the stage when I had depression that it was almost to the point that I hated my house. I literally felt like I came home just to sleep. Do you know what I mean? It was like I got out of the house to get away from it. I just got a bad energy. Do you get that? You get people to get you to come in to actually deal with things like that?
What you have to deal with, that's actually all energies. You know, they're not as unsolid as you think they are. You know, energy is solid too. It just has a different density.
Right.
So it's everything's a distortion of the energy. So then you would just use incense or something to change that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Hannah-Laura, are you okay if we just have a little tune, just to literally so we can grab a drink each and come back?
Yeah,
are
that'd
okay?
be okay. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll just have a little tune, Hannah-Laura, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Is that okay?
Okay, that'd be fine.
Okay, I'll be back with you in a moment. Everybody, we're just going to have a little tune. This is a bit of a request one, okay? This is from me to... somebody who I know is listening to the show tonight, and I'm not going to say too much, but my friends will understand, and I can feel my cheeks are glowing, so I'm going to shut up now. And also, please go and have a look at www.asksueradioshow.com. There is voting going on for the Halloween pictures, because we have had a competition, and it's for a free psychic reading with Psychic Max on Universal Psychic Readings on Facebook. So if you want to go and have a quick vote on there and see which is your favorite picture, that's www.asksueradioshow.com. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I want to spend the rest of my life with you by my side. Forever. By you.
Conversation for tonight. Right, let's move swiftly on. Let's get Hannah Laura back onto the show. Hi, welcome back.
Hi.
I absolutely love that song. It's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, it is. I like that song too.
It's beautiful. Now, I've got to also ask you, right, now there's a couple of people that I've got in the chat room, and I've had one of them message me as well on Facebook. We've got a couple of people that are needing healing at the moment. So I was wondering, Hannah-Lorna, if maybe you could help us all to be able to share some healing to two very special people to us at the moment, and whether you could help us to be able to do, as a group, a bit of long-distance healing for them. Is that possible?
Yeah, that's possible.
Okay. Now, I've got in the chat room, and I hope I don't make her cry, because I know she's going to get very upset by what I'm going to say, but... Kathy is in the chat room tonight, and she's a very, very good friend of mine. She's like family, sister, mother, everything to me. I've never met her, and she's in America, but she's just amazing. She's helped so many people and helped so many animals. And then also, and she's just amazing. And then I've got to say, I've got my good friend Anne Savage in the chat room as well, and she has got her grandson called Jax, and that's J-A-X, and he is literally... about a month old now, and he's struggling in the hospital. He was premature, and he's just about 3 pounds in weight. So we're wanting healing for the two of them. Can you try and help us to be able to maybe do some long-distance healing on the show tonight?
I can do that. You just have to give me a couple minutes to set up to be able to do that.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Okay.
Because I have I have my altar already set up. It's still set up. For some reason, my healing altar, because of the healing we did with Lisa and our aunt and stuff, is still set up. I wasn't told to take it down. And I was
right.
Going to take it down this morning, you know. But it said no, it still needed to be up for some reason.
Yeah.
So it's still here.
Isn't that funny? And I've just got to say to everybody, it's quite funny because I got in touch with Hannah Lorne, obviously, because we've got a problem and we needed somebody to come onto the show. And I spoke to Hannah Lorne, and her actual client had actually cancelled earlier on in the day. So everything happened for a reason. It's just amazing. Just while Hannah Lorne is setting up, let me just give you a couple of links to go to. Firstly, we have got, let me just make sure I've got the right thing here. Where's it gone? Hold on a minute. Right, we've got four. Oh, it's gone off. Hold on a minute. Let me just find the link. I'll get there in a moment. It's just all gone a little bit crazy. I'm sure if anybody wants to help me put these links into the chat room, you're more than welcome. I want to obviously get, hold on. We've got that for the Love of Catherine Savage, and that is a group. And so if anybody wants to help with the auctions and such like that we're setting up, or maybe you've got some ideas how we can raise, you know, by all means, you can join in there. That's the group. And that's building up all the time. We've got some brilliant auction items coming up as well, so please, by all means, join up with that. I don't know who Babette Bombshell is in the chat room, but a big hello to you. Very funny Facebook page. And, yes, it's such a shame not having you as a Halloween guest. It's fine. Thank you very much for that. You always have to have one funny person in the show, don't you? I love it. And of course, by all means, go and have a look at that. And also, you can go on to the AskSueRadioShow.com, and if you click on the host and click on to Catherine Savage, you'll also get a link to all of the groups and the event that we've got going for Kathy as well. So please go and join there as well. And I'm going to get so told off for this, I'm telling you. But anyway, she's going to be telling me off because I'm promoting her and sending all this healing and everything, you know. So, right, while we're just doing that, let me just take a couple of these calls because there's a couple of callers waiting. Area code 918, hi, welcome to the show. Anybody there? No, I think they're just listening to the show. Let me just have a look here. We've got area code 917, hi, welcome to the show. No, they're not there either. They're obviously just ghosts. That's what it was.
It's Halloween. What do you expect?
I'll tell you what. The other thing I've got, hold on, let me read a couple of poems that I've got here as well while you're setting up. Are you okay there while we just do this? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Are you okay? This one's called Mermaid, and it's called... It's called Mermaid. I bought a mermaid costume. Somehow I lost the scales. Wore it Halloween night and looked just like a whale. Thought I dressed as Dracula. On my face a little blood. Tripped on a cape that's too long. Now my name is Mud. White curly locks like Bo Peep. A staff there in my hand. As the old men gave me a snicker. As down the street I ran. Dressed as Richard Simmons. Right down to the shorts. All I got was fruit and exercise, of course. Dressed up like the king, and you thought Elvis was dead. Of course I couldn't sing, just shook my booty instead. Dressed up as a turkey last Thanksgiving Day. Missed Halloween completely, what else can I say? So have a happy trick or treat, use your imagination. But when it comes to costumes, I think I'm ramification. I'll tell you some of these, honestly, I've absolutely creased me up today. Happy Halloween. It's late and we are sleepy. The air is cold and still. Our jack-o'-lantern grins at us upon the windowsill. We're stuffed with cake and candy. We've had a lot of fun. But now it's time to go to bed and dream of all what we've done. We'll dream of ghosts and goblins and of witches that we've seen. And we'll dream of trick-or-treating on this happy Halloween. Let me just see. Let me just go back down. Oh, hold on, my internet's just decided it'll stop altogether. That's talking about witches, isn't it? It'll do me no good.
So, I got it set up.
Are you ready to go? Oh, that sounds good
I'm
to me.
I'm ready to go.
Right, let's see, have a look. I've just got to say, Kathy's just said, Sue, I could never be upset with you trying to help me as you and the others have. Right, okay. Right, okay. I'm just going to say nothing. Well, we may be talking to Babette in a bit if we've got time. Right, let me just ask everybody in the chat room, right, you need to be focusing on what we're doing. We need to be chilled out and relaxing as we listen as to what we're supposed to be doing. So what do we need to start off to do?
We just, everybody needs to focus on allowing the healing to go where it needs to go.
Okay. So we've all, at the moment, I mean, if there's anybody else who needs healing, by all means, just put your name in.
It'll go to whoever at this moment needs healing.
Okay.
The healing will go to them. Okay?
Right, okay. Yep,
It's a matter of everybody being focused together in prayer or meditation or however you want to, you know, say it. I focus in prayer. You know, some people meditate. But it's focusing on the highest good. It's focusing and being connected in love to all of creation. It's letting go of the outcome, not trying to control what's going to happen. Just allowing the healing, the health and the help to go where it needs to go.
Okay.
So I'm getting, sometimes I get a song, so I'm going to sing the healing song that I get, and it's usually through the vowel sounds, and it just happens. I never know what it's going to be, but I can feel one, so I'm going to sing one for the healing of whoever it is that's asking for the healing. And
okay.
I'm going to just allow the Reiki to go through the altar that I set up out to where it needs to go. And connecting up with everybody else who's of the same mind. And everybody should know that the healing just doesn't go out to the people that you're sending the healing to. It goes out to your family, to your friends, to your clients, to your homes, to your animals. It goes out to all of creation. Because energy works in a figure eight pattern, and it comes back and it goes back and forth. It's not stagnant.
Okay.
So that everybody receives what they need when a healing is being done.
Okay.
So I'm just going to sing the song. Hey. Hey, yo. So the healing goes out to all the vibrations, to all of creation, and goes where it's needed and blesses everyone. Homatakwiasan, all my relations. So it's that simple.
I am going to be quite interested to hear what everybody else feels in the chat room right now. If anybody wants to... quite weird. I mean, I know Kathy's in the chat room anyway, and I really appreciate you doing that for us. And I just think it's lovely when people can all connect at the same time. And this is what the world really is missing, is just the connection between each other.
Yep, because we are all connected.
Yeah. Definitely, just absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Hold on, I've just got my internet just messing about at the minute. Hold on. Do you know what? I've just got to say that Anne has just posted Jack's name, and that's Jack Ewan. I think I said that right, Nicholas. And Kathy's just put, I began feeling once we actually started, and I felt throughout the song, I felt vibrations. Good. You know, both of those do need so much healing, and, you know, And Kathy's just put, seriously, I open myself to this, and I believe.
Well, to type, Ida, I don't do those songs on a daily basis. I never even remember the songs.
Yeah.
They only come when they need to come.
Yeah.
And this is the first time I've done it over the phone.
Yeah. It's quite weird because you just go, I mean, me and Kathy get so many different connections all the time and things, and it's quite weird. She's saying that she feels relaxed, but it's quite weird because I'm picking up off her because we're so connected. The things that we talk, I mean, the times that, do you know what? You know when me and you were on the phone literally half an hour, weren't we, before the show?
Mm-hmm.
I put the phone down and the phone rang. And it was Kathy, and she was trying to ring me while me and you were on the phone. And I said, obviously the angels have just told you to call me because I wanted to speak to you.
Yep.
It's just absolutely amazing. Amazing. She's put, and I was trying to call Sue. She definitely was. How many people do you actually get to see every week, Hannah Warner? Because I'm not being funny. I just get to stage that you would be... I've just got this thing that you just inspire me. There's something about you that I just could speak to you all night long. Do you know what I mean? You're just amazed with the things that you say to me. And even just saying about my living room, and we've only been on the phone a short time. You know what I mean? You Earth Angel, when I first started talking to you, was literally what I was picking up at that time, and you've just blown me away already with things that you're saying. So how busy are you?
I really, in the past 3 years, I did not much work at all because I was taking care of my husband and my mother.
Right.
So this work here was at a minimal. you know, because I was just focused on my family.
Yeah.
And I've only just started working again.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I just got my sweat lodge built again 2 weeks ago in my backyard, so my sweat lodge is up again. And I've only started to work on clients and started to do houses and work on people and things because I still have to, you know, take care of my mother.
Yeah.
So whatever that entails, everything else is secondary, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that all, like, fits around my schedule. My mom's my priority, and everything fits around that schedule.
Yeah.
And I do what I can.
Yeah.
And what's most important.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, and it's difficult, isn't it, sometimes, because you're almost fighting a bit because you want to be doing things for others, but then you've got to have your own things come first too. It's like me with my children. There's times when I want to do stuff, but sometimes other things have to take a step back.
Well, you know, the thing is the family is important. You know,
yeah.
That's your core, and that's
yeah.
your foundation. And if you don't take care of the foundation, everything else falls apart.
Yes, I agree with that. It's quite funny. I'm not sure if he's still listening. He may have gone to bed now, so it could be safe, or I may be just jumping into a very big hole here. But it's quite funny. I've met, how should I put this, a nice new lovely person has come into my life who's made my life different. And it's quite funny because at first, when I first started speaking to him, I was sort of saying, oh, I really want you to get onto Facebook because you can see what I'm doing. And then within a week, I was saying to him, I don't want you to go on Facebook. And he was going, why don't you want me to go on Facebook? And I said, because I want you to be the place where I can go where it's a level ground. When I am getting off what I'm doing, I'm not talking about animal advocate work and everything, and it's my place to chill. Do you know what I mean? It was.
Yeah.
I didn't want him. I mean, I everybody knows that I'm on Facebook a lot. I'm on to my website a lot. And I do all these different things. But it's very hard for me to get off and relax. And it was just, and just chill. And it was just lovely because I went out. We went and had a drink. We had a meal out. And it was lovely. We could talk about something else. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it was lovely. Just really, just breath of fresh air. That's enough of praising him. I don't want to get too big-headed. Oh, dear. But, no, what was the other thing I was just going to say? Right, Hannah, you must excuse me. I have forgotten. Now, how to pronounce your name is Hannah Laura, isn't it?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
And now, how do we spell it? Say it again, because people are asking me in the chat room.
It's spelled H-A-N-N-E-L-O-R-E.
Right. Okay. H A N N
E L O R E.
Right. And what's your surname?
Christensen. C H R I S T E N S E N.
Right. Okay. It's only because everybody's asking me what your name is, and I need to put it in the chat room. Kathy has just put in the chat room. I had a throbbing headache and is gone now.
Good.
Yep.
Just tell her to say thank you. Just thank you, thank
yep.
you, thank you.
I can honestly say she's one of these people that appreciates everything she has given. Absolutely everything. Definitely. Definitely. So I know that you'll be, she'll definitely be getting in touch. Oh. By the way, just to let everybody know, I have just dug myself a big hole. He's just messaged me, big hole. So, yeah, busted. Right, enough for praising, no more. Now, changing it quickly, how can people get hold of you, Anna Laura? Because I know a lot of people are going to want to contact you after the show.
They can send me an email.
Okay.
You know, because that would be the easiest, and I'll just answer them. But they have to have patience because I got my mother's doctors and stuff to straighten out the next couple of days. So I'm busy with her till Saturday before I can check my emails again.
Okay, okay. Now, am I right in saying you haven't got a Facebook page, have you?
Well, my husband had a Facebook page, and I just, there have been so many things with the house and stuff that I had to take care of that I haven't even tried to go on Facebook yet.
Well,
I haven't tried that way yet, you know.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about everybody else, but I'm sure that the chat room is going to light up in a minute when I say to you, I think that we'll maybe help you and we're going to set you up a fan page, because I know that this chat room is going to be full in a minute, because I know a lot of people have got a lot of energy from you tonight, and you just blew me away. I mean, we've only spoken very briefly before the radio, and you've been absolutely fantastic tonight, honestly. I've just got to say that Kathy has said, I am filled with gratitude. Thank you, Hannah Laurie, and thank you so very much. So,
oh, you're very welcome. It's only what Creator gives me. I'm just privileged to be able to work with the energy the Creator gives me, you know, that he allows me to work with that the mother and the father allow me to work with that creative energy. And it's just like, it's a partnership, you know.
Yeah.
That I've developed, or it's a gift, a partnership, you know. And I'm just very grateful for that gift every day of my life.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely an earth angel, like I told you. Kathy's just put, oh, yes, a fan page. Definitely. You do realize you've just gained some fans today. That's all I can say, definitely. And Margaret has said, what a wonderful idea. I know for a fact we're going to be having a little phone call in a minute. No, hold a minute. I'll rephrase that. We're going to have a phone call right now from a good friend of ours who I'm always got open arms and a big, massive hug for when she comes onto the show. Now, hopefully. Lisa, are you there?
Hi, Sue. Hi, Hannah Laura.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, how are you doing?
Okay. It's great. I was able to have some time between readings and giving our candy.
we're only here for our candy. Come on. Lisa, can I just say, you have passed some amazing people my way to come on the show, and you certainly have not let me down with Hannah Laurie at all. What a beautiful energy, and we've now called her the Earth Angel.
Oh, definitely. And really, when I had to pick two healers that I needed to interview for my last book, The Book of Transformation, if anyone wants to read more about Hannah Laurie or Mary O'Donnell, who taught me Reiki, and Hannah Laurie taught Mary, they're both featured in the Book of Transformation, and Hannah Laurie really has a big section in Chapter 7 about healing and how we can help ourselves and the energy and medicine, aromatherapy.
Yeah, just amazing. And I've just got to say that Anne has just messaged me, and she just said she just felt like she was somewhere else. She just felt like she was in a different zone. She said it was beautiful. What we've done, Lisa, I don't know if you caught on to it, but we've actually got, obviously I've told you about Kathy already, and we've also got little Jax, who's a month old. He was a premature baby. He's a premature baby, and he is literally not, he's just about 3 pounds in weight now.
Aww.
And he's struggling at the moment, and we just did a little bit of healing, and everybody's just messaging me and saying it was amazing. Do you know what I mean? So,
I've been at Hannah Laurie's house for the real thing. Let me tell you, it's amazing.
Well,
you feel the energy.
So, Lisa, you know the altar is still set up from when we were doing the healing, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I just put candles on the altar. I came in the room and set up the tape, got my Archie blanket, and that's where I send it from here.
Even
and,
my cat seems to be doing better.
And I ended
really?
Up singing them a song.
Oh, that was healing.
Yes. It's just a, one of those songs came through, you know, that every once in a great while came through. And that's the first time I did that over the phone.
But it sends out a lot of healing energy. There's something with vibration.
Yeah.
The vibration in music can really heal. And Hannelore's house is a magical place to be. It's very peaceful. There's energy portals there. It's like walking into another dimension. It really is.
Yeah.
You always experience something sensational there.
Yeah. Oh, it's just absolutely amazing tonight. It has been absolutely amazing. Do you know what I mean? Absolutely amazing. Now, I've just got to say, Anne's just put in the chat room, Jax was born 13 weeks early, weighing 1 pound 13 ounces. He's now 5 weeks old and weighs 2 pound 12 ounces.
He's going to be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because my cousin's preemie was that tiny, and she was born in, I think, in June, and she's doing great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know Anne's got another little grandson, and his name's Caden, and he was the same, and he's still fine. He was at my house the other day, and, oh, he is a right funny little chap. He's beautiful. So yeah, definitely sending healing for both of you, for both Kathy and Jax, definitely. Now, I've got to sort of say that we've got you, Hannelore, obviously coming over to the UK. Now it's time to ask, when's Lisa going to come over as well?
Huh. Let's put that energy out there. I'll stow away in her bag.
Yeah, definitely, definitely so. Well, the kettle would be on here for you, I can tell you straight away.
I'd love to cover.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, me, you, and Mary. That would be great.
Oh, yeah. That would be good.
Yeah.
We'll do a seminar.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, bless. Oh, that would be brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So what have you both got coming up in the next week?
How about you, Laura? What are you doing?
I've got a house clearing to do, and your Aunt Rose is coming Saturday, you know.
That's what she said, yeah. And I know somebody, I was speaking to somebody the other day, they said they have ghosts in the house, so you may have another house clearing to do, too. So I'll check that out for you.
It seems like these house clearings, for a long time, no house clearings, and all of a sudden they come up, you know.
I think there's the energy shifting, and because we're shifting dimensionally, we're more aware of the other subtle energies around us.
Yep.
Well. Now, I've definitely got to interrupt here, because as you all know, we're into this retrograde. Lisa, tell us about it, and how can we help ourselves?
Well, we still have about 10 days left. It will be over on November the 10th, and it was retrograde in the sign of Scorpio. If you check out my blog, if you go to lisaberetta.com, I wrote about what you can expect from this retrograde. So many people have experienced a lot of miscommunications. The past usually does return, mix-ups, delays. And the fact that it's in Scorpio, this time around, a lot of people are finding out secrets, things that were kept from them are being divulged now. And another thing to note is we have a new moon eclipse coming up on the 3rd of November, and that's going to be in the Scorpio-Taurus axis. So if you're born within the first week in May and maybe the first, second week in November, you may feel this eclipse more so than anyone else because it will be on this sun. So that's going to be some decisions to do with partnerships, jobs, and just doesn't have to be bad. It's just like regrouping and reassessing your situation.
I'm going to say nothing to that because I know that he's listening, so I'm saying nothing. But Lisa, you know, so I'm going to say no more.
Okay.
I've already apparently put myself in a big hole as it is, so I'm shushing now. I'm just going to say one word, and all of you guys are friends of mine on the Asu show, and all I'm going to say is the word smitten.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good thing, smitten.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely so. So so what can we do, Lisa? Because obviously with the retrograde, is the things that we don't need to be doing? Because you always say to me, don't be doing this, and but do this. Do you know what I mean? So it sort of advises, because I know a lot of us, and me included, I mean, there's a lot of things going on in my life at the minute, a few changes and different feelings and blah, blah, blah. So what's the best thing for us during the retrograde?
With the retrograde, if you can avoid it, don't sign any contracts or make any long-term agreements, because when Mercury goes direct, you'll change your mind, or it'll be different than you thought. Definitely not a good time to buy anything electronic or cars. Just wait 10 more days and let Mercury go direct. Actually, I like to see Mercury get out of shadow. So I would say wait until, you know, at least the 22nd of November before you make a big electronic purchase. And if you can't help it, then do what you have to do. Just buy a warranty.
Right.
And what it's a good time to do is if you want to, anything that begins with RE is good for a retrograde. So if you want to, say, rearrange your closet, which I actually did today, I took all of my summer clothes and put them away and put out all my winter clothes. That's good to do during a retrograde.
Right.
But it's time to lay low because there's miscommunications and, you know, you don't want to start fighting over something that's misunderstood.
Yep. That's quite funny. I can take that, actually. There's a lot of that going on Facebook at the moment around quite a lot of people, actually. Quite a lot of people in the animal advocate world.
It's delays, disappointments,
yep.
cancellations,
yep.
No shows. That's what
yep.
you can expect with the retrograde.
Oh, I can tick every box of that.
Got it. And even though, you know, it's affecting Scorpio and Taurus the most this time, Geminis and Virgos always seem to get slammed too because that's your ruling planet.
Right, okay. Well, that's me and the other half. You better watch out.
But it was so much fun to call in and say hello to you and Hannah Laura, and I'm going to get ready. I have a few Halloween sessions I'm doing tonight for a few people. So
okay.
I'll go get myself prepared and, have a sip of my magic brew, which is really hot spiked cider.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
She hear this. She teases us with candy, then the brew. I mean, anything else?
I come over. Let's put that energy out there. I'd love to come over and see you.
Well, you know that I've got something in the makings. We'll put good thought into that too, and we'll get you here, definitely.
Okay, and everybody have a good Halloween. Thank you.
Yes, and
right.
you.
Bye-bye.
Lisa, if anybody wants a reading with you, can they go onto your website?
Sure, just go to lisaberetta.com and send me an email, and I'll get right back to you.
Excellent. Everybody.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers, Lisa. Thanks
very
much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, all I can say is we just have to share love to her because she's just so beautiful.
She is. She's a good friend.
Oh, she has been such a great energy for the show. I think I'm catching your cough now as well. Oh, my goodness. I've got that tickle in the throat thing at the minute, I can tell you. Right, now, do you know what? I'll have to send you these pictures so you know what we're talking about after, Hannah-Laurie. But we've been doing a little bit of a competition on the Ask Sue show. And let me just have a look. I'm just having a look at the people that have voted into the thing. They've actually been voting on the website. Now, let me just make sure I've got all of the entries in one thing. Hold on one second. Do you know, we've had some absolutely beautiful pictures. We've got dogs dressed up and all sorts. It's been absolute, you know, children all dressed up and, oh, my goodness. So what we'll do is just have another couple of minutes. If anybody wants to do the final last couple of votes beforehand, we have got somebody that's in the lead at the moment. So if anybody wants to go and do a couple of votes, by all means, go and have a look. It's www.AskSueRadioShow.com. Go and have a look and click on the more on the right hand side, wait for the drop down and it's got Halloween. Click on that and you will see we've got a bit of a gallery going on there and there's all little pictures on there and everything. So by all means go and have a look at that one and see which one is your favourite. There's little numbers at the bottom there, so have a look at that. So, yeah, it's been quite a good Halloween. My children have been out. They've been trick-or-treating, and and everything. So it's all been good. You know, they've all come back full spirited and loads of sweets as well. Well, so they've all been good. So so that's cool. So what have you been doing today for Halloween?
I haven't done anything, you know. We just had to take care of my mom today, so
right.
Halloween got mixed. But we used to do a lot. We lived in the city, you know, when I was little in Philadelphia, in the row homes. I mean, on Halloween, we made a haul you wouldn't believe. Like, we usually collected like 3 or 4 paper bags, big paper, shopping paper bags full of candy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There were like, because we had hundreds and hundreds of houses, you
yeah.
know, and everybody was into Halloween back then, you know?
Yep.
It's well, just like, it's kind of sad, like, how Halloween has, like, dwindled.
Yeah.
To what it is now, from
yeah.
what it used to be.
What does Halloween mean to you? How does it feel, or how do you, I'm going to say, celebrate it?
Halloween is not the day that I usually celebrate, you know? I just, like, because to me, on Halloween, it has all, the candy part and the kid part and that part is fun, and I stick to
yep.
that. And to the other part, I just leave that be.
Yep.
Because there's the negative and the positive of that, and I don't feel like going into battle. So
no.
I just leave that alone.
Absolutely.
You know? Unless I was going to a friend's and having a Halloween party and celebrating it in that way. You know?
Yeah.
To me, I celebrate November 1st and November 2nd.
Okay.
November 1st, I honor all the holy people that died.
Okay.
All the sages and saints, and I light a candle, and I welcome them to my house, and I thankful to have that day where I can make a stronger connection to them, and I thank them for all their help.
Yeah.
You know, and then the second is All Souls Day, so then I can thank my ancestors.
Okay.
You know, because that's for the dead, and that's to acknowledge them and their lives and their gifts and what I've learned from them and what they've taught me. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I can remember, and it's only nothing but warm memories of, I mean, we had some hard times when I lived in Doncaster, but the one time I can remember was Halloween. And we dressed all the house up. We got pumpkins in the window and everything
yeah.
was all thing. And I actually set up about, I think it was 60 or 70 little bags of sweets. And do you know what? I had about 100 children come to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what? And I always think this. I am always thinking to myself, oh, my goodness, wouldn't it be just lovely if we could have more of things like that in this world?
Yeah.
How nice it is that we open our door and give somebody a gift. Do you know what I mean? What a lovely
mm-hmm.
thing that is.
Yeah, well, I take that gift giving a little further beyond Halloween. So like when I'm clearing, rearranging my house or I'm tweaking it, you know, like if I'm looking around and something doesn't feel quite right or doesn't look quite right anymore, it doesn't fit me anymore because I've grown spiritually and it
yep.
doesn't support me anymore. I mean, it still supports me. Okay, but
yep.
I don't need it anymore. So, like outgrow things like you outgrow clothes.
Yep.
You know? So
yep.
I'll look at that thing, and then I'll see that person or whoever. It might be a stone. It could be a picture. It could be anything. And I'll see the person who it needs to go to. So the next time I see that person, I just give it to them.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, yeah. and it always ends up being that that's just what that person needed. Or I'll send it to them. You know, if they're further away, I might send them a package in the mail. No explanation or anything, because they usually don't have time to write little notes. Sometimes they do. And I just, because I have a lot of little packages like that to put together, I just put this stuff in the package, put my address, put their address on, and send it off. And it always seems to reach the person just when they need it.
Yeah. 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 That's right. And do you know, we've talked quite a few times on the show about the homeless and all of these different people, you know, and, you know, a lot of them would be grateful for the clothes that we've outgrown or the little things that we've got. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Definitely so. Definitely so. Yeah.
You know, there's all these, we hold on to things and, like, sometimes they just don't serve us anymore.
Yep. Yep.
And then when you let go of these things, then it always somehow the space opens up and magically something else comes your way.
Yep. Yep.
You know,
yep.
You don't lose anything. You actually gain because you've opened up the door for infinite possibilities and stuff to come into your life.
Yep.
Definitely, you know,
so.
Instead of keeping the door shut.
Yep. Yep.
By holding on too tightly, you know?
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Well, let me, I firstly want to say thank you so much as well, but I don't want you to go yet. I want to keep you as long as I possibly can. So I want to, let me just say, I'll have to email you this picture, okay, so you can understand. Now, we've been doing an Ask Sue competition time, and it was for people to send in beautiful pictures of, you know, anything to do with Halloween or anything like that. Do you know what I mean? Anything in costume, really.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had people voting on it all day via the website, and we've had an excellent response on the website. That's www.asksueradioshow.com. Please go and have a look on there, and you know, you can still have a look at the pictures. And the one that has been the winner was actually number 3, and I want to say I can see why. It is the most beautifulest dog I have ever seen in all of my days. And it is in, and my daughter just got as she looked at it, and he is actually wearing, hold on a minute, let me just move this out of the way. He's actually wearing a bumblebee costume, is this beautiful little dog, and he belongs to Tabitha. And so Tabitha wins a free psychic reading with Psychic Max from Universal Psychic Reading. So well done to Tabitha for winning that, and absolute beautiful, beautiful picture. And thank you very much to everybody else who actually entered the competition as well, because you've all done absolutely brilliant, beautiful, beautiful pictures going on there. It's been do you know, I've really enjoyed it. I can't believe 2 hours has gone so quickly.
Yeah, it has. I can't believe it either. It's been great.
Absolutely beautiful. Now, if anybody wants to send any messages in quick into the chat room, by all means do. If you want to do a quick mention on the show, by all means give us a message on the chat room, and I'll read it out to Anna Laura if you want to say anything about the show tonight, because we've got a couple more minutes. Sorry, Anna Laura.
I'd just like to thank everybody for listening to me, because I really don't know that I had that much to say, but if I helped anybody, I'm very grateful and thankful.
Well, I can honestly say, I mean, it takes about a minute for the chat room to catch up with us, but I know it'll be lighting up in a minute, because I know everybody, I've had inbox messages already saying, It's been an absolute fantastic show, and we need to have you back on. And it sounds like I will be doing you a fan page, okay? So get ready for that. Definitely so. Definitely doing that. But what we'll do is we'll put all your contact details and everything so everybody can obviously get in touch with you that way as well.
Okay.
I want to say that Anne Savage has just said a huge, massive thank you from me, amazing lady. And Kathy has said, you helped me, Hannah Laurie, and a big heart on there for you as well. So you sound like you've got a bad cough yourself. I think with that, some of that healing should go to yourself too.
Well, it goes to me. I don't worry about it. It comes to me.
Yes. Is it quite a chesty cough you've got there? Because you do seem to have quite a bark.
It's a little. It's like it from my sinuses and the change of weather.
Yes. Yes.
You know, it gets stuck in my throat.
Yes, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Right. Well, Hannah, can you just tell us you've got a Skype as well, haven't you? What was your Skype? Was that Hannah Laurie Christian? Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, so it's Hannah Laurie Christian on Skype, so you can catch up with her on there. Or now, let me just make sure this is right. And think now, let me just repeat this to you. It was the email address was exaurabo. Is that right?
Yep.
So let me repeat that again. That's exaurabo. At Verizon, is that how I say it?
Yeah, Verizon.net.
Okay, let me just type this into the chat room as well, because I don't want them to miss out, because I'll be in trouble. R-A-B-O at... If I don't put this in, I'll be getting told off, because they'll have missed you, and I'll be in trouble.
Tell them if they write me on the email that they have to put in that it's from you, put your name in so that I know.
Yep. Excellent.
Because
yep.
I won't open up an email that I don't know if I don't know where it's coming from.
Okay.
So if they tell me that it's from the show, then I'll know, you know.
Yep. So if they just put Ask Sue Show in the actual chat room.
Yep.
I'll be okay. Right, excellent. Excellent. So, that's brilliant. Right, let me... again, I'm just going to say your email again. That's exaurabo at verizon.net.
Yes.
All I can say is thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. That was absolutely fantastic. Thank you so, so much for that.
You're welcome.
And we will be having you back. That's all I can say.
Okay.
I will
be seeing you soon.
Oh, I can't wait. Roll on December. do you know what? My other thing is I need healing for my car. It's still not fixed. And I found out today the guy that's going to be was supposed to be fixing it has actually apparently had a car accident and so won't be able to fix the car so soon. So I might have to get somebody else to fix it. So I need healing for the car as well.
So you're going to find the right person to fix your car.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
No, you are. Don't hope. You are going to find the right person
yes,
to fix your car.
Positive thinking. Positive
yeah.
thinking. Definitely, definitely. Well, listen, thank you so much for joining us on the Ask Sue Show tonight. I really appreciate you coming in at last minute. And it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show.
You're very welcome. I was glad
okay.
to be a part of it. Thank you.
Thank you so, so much, and I'll speak to you very, very soon.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And I want to say a thank you very much to everybody who's been supporting me on the show these last few days. Obviously, as you know, we did have a bit of a struggle with the Ask Sue Show due to the fact, obviously, I fund this all by myself, and I do need anybody who'd like to donate to the show. You can do so on PayPal at asksueuk@gmail.com. So that's PayPal, and then you've got my email address of asksueuk@gmail.com. Or you can go to the website www.asksueradioshow.com and click on the donate button. And also, I am asking for your help as well to help my good friend Kathy Savage. The one that has been there for us, all of us with the Animal Advocate World, she's actually needing our help at the moment. We need to get her all fixed and better so she can be back with us all 24/7 as she usually is. So if anybody can help, we are going to be doing an auction to raise some funds to be able to get her to the hospital to get checked out, because I know she's very, very poorly. Even though she's been in the chat room and everything tonight, I know she is struggling. So, Kathy, come on, we need you better really, really soon. And we're all sending you healing. And, of course, to Jax, little Jax as well. Let's get some to him as well. A big hello to Penny as well, who's messaged me. I know she's struggling at the moment. Big loves to you. Hope you're okay, love, and I'll hopefully speak to you soon too. A big shout out to Anne, to Kathy, to Margaret, to Penny, and of course the Ratty BGB. I hope for you are all okay. Have a great happy Halloween. I know in the UK we've only got 4 more minutes, so the witches from the UK will be going back and hiding. Yeah, that'll be a few of us. And anyway, thank you very much to all of you for listening tonight and taking part in the show. I've got to say a little bit of a thank you to somebody special who's been listening to the show tonight and has messaged me a couple of times, so thank you very much for that. And Kathy, it is our pleasure. Kathy, just but thank you, Sue, for mentioning this and for supporting me. I love you, my sister, and so much more than sister. Definitely so. Hey, anytime you like, Kathy. Thank you very much to everybody, and a good night to all of you. Please be safe, and mind those black cats and the zombies and freaks and everybody else. Anyway, listen, thank you very much again. Please go and have a look at the website, www.asksueradioshow.com. Good night, everybody, and sweet dreams. Bye-bye.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me down the road.